I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla and I just had the greatest exchange ever. Because I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm supposed to be doing something. And I can't think of what it is. After literally... Ooh, what was that, 30 minutes ago that we were all in here in the same room together talking about relationship rehab?
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be handling right now.
Something.
And then I'm like, and I felt uncomfortable playing an extra, because I played an extra song right there. And I felt uncomfortable about it because I went, I'm going to pay for that here in a minute. So, you know, somehow, some way, I'm going to pay for that. And then we're going to be late. And I couldn't figure it out. And then Kayla goes, hey. We just had another relationship rehab coming. We should do this one. And I was like, oh, yeah, relationship rehab.
That's
what we, so I'm in. I'm happy. I'm happy to change. Happy to switch it up. Thank you, by the way. My girlfriend and I have not dated for 8 months, so it's another Kayla. How about that? Well, this is not confusing at all. She'll just be the Kayla that she'll not be named.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait, this is not. No, that's different. Never mind. My girlfriend and I dated for 8 months. Forget I said that. That was another Kayla. He actually named her. Sorry.
Awkward.
I'm just out of the whole thing. My girlfriend and I just dated for 8 months. Her name might be Kayla. It also might not. during all these 8 months, she was very close to her guy best friend. They would always go for dinner together on Friday evenings. Although the story does work for all the animals in the forest.
It does.
They would always go for dinner together on Friday evenings. They would text a lot with one another, and she would even gym with him. They were really, I never heard that before, gym as a verb.
As a verb, yeah,
she
right?
She would even gym with him. They were really close, but I don't want to sound like that overbearing boyfriend. And she did know him longer than she knew me. So I didn't want to cross any boundaries.
Sure. I think that's respectful.
Sure. Why not? She then began to text him during time with me. And I told her I don't like that. The other day, there was no place to sit. Oh, boy. So, and by the way, full disclosure, I've not read this yet. So she sat on her best friend's lap. Is this not an open and shut case? This might be the worst relationship rehab ever, only because... How? What? Come on. This really crossed the line, but I'm willing to listen. I'm assuming you have a different side on this.
Yeah.
This really crossed the line. The next day I told her I wasn't interested in the relationship anymore because of what she did. She came to me sobbing in the middle of the night, told me that the two of them had a long history. He helped her get out of depression, yada, yada, and that there wasn't anything romantic between them. He even came and told me that he'd back off and they didn't mean any harm. Okay. Without him in the picture, I'm just thrown back and forth by the drama. Without him in the picture, the two of us vibed quite well, and I really liked her, but my friends think that she has too much baggage. She isn't worth it. What do you guys think I should do? I appreciate that. I appreciate that. The fact that I have two... You had strong feelings. I'm going to let you go first.
I would never do this personally, sit on someone else's lap other than my husband's. But he was your best friend. Like, if you, I don't know. I feel like there's no, you weren't insecure until this one incident happened, it sounds like. So why does one incident turn the entire thing upside down for you?
I'm not saying he's not insecure. I'm saying he probably was insecure, but he kept it. He kept it on the low.
Sure.
He did his best to try to not make waves. Lines were crossed. I get it. There's two things here for me that I'm all right with. And I don't know if you could hear it in my voice. Initially, I'm like, oh, God, no. Well, in fact, I believe I did try to end the bit right at that moment. Did I not? They're not hiding anything.
Yeah.
You know, she's out in the open. I don't know that you need to. and I'm going to throw another side out there before it comes to us. But A, they're out in the open. B, the guy came and said, "Hey, look, my bad, which is
a very tough thing to do, by the way.
I'm in the wrong here too. Look, and I'll back off, whatever that means. I'll back off, and you know, I don't mean any. It's bad. Now there also is the school of thought that really good friend, that also who's not to say that at some point he catches feelings, and the minute that you slip up, you know.
Yeah.
The minute you slip up, then there he is.
There's always a what if scenario in that. I agree with you on that. Like it might be lingering in the back of your mind. I do think that he needs to give her a shot though, again, because if she slips up again, then pull the ripcord, whatever it is.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. But like it sounds like she recognizes that she made a mistake, and then hopefully it'll never happen again. And maybe it'll bring you even closer because then she'll realize that she spends way too much time with her best friend.
8 months is nothing to throw away.
Yeah.
Eight months is enough to hang in. My friends think she has too much baggage. What else are we missing?
The depression thing, probably. Maybe the fact that she's so dependent on her best friend because of the depression thing and helping her out of depression that she can never let go of it. I had a friend break up with his boyfriend because his boyfriend was too reliant on a therapist. So let alone a best friend. Yeah.
However, okay, when my wife and I first got together, one of her very best friends on the planet is Tony.
Yes.
Tony and I fell in love right away. But you know what I mean? Like I knew, but Tony, it was very obvious. It was very obvious from the very beginning. And if I'm not mistaken, like they kiss each other on the cheek.
Okay.
But then again, Tony and I started kissing each other on the cheek. It was that, you know what I mean? It was that simple. But if you're getting the heebie-jeebies about this dude, keep an eye out.
Can he not make it more of an effort to bond with the best friend?
Maybe wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, that would be my only solution if we're working in solutions. That would be my only suggestion, was make more of an effort to bond with the best friend so it's less... hanging out and then you hanging out.
Yeah, and if like all three of you end up going to Johnny Mac's or whatever, and you end up being odd man out,
then
that's not cool.
Yeah.
But if you're a Johnny Mac's, if I don't know why I picked Johnny Mac's.
I don't know. The community table. I
have a craving. But if you guys are out and, you know, and it becomes, hey, server was paying attention to the friend.
Yeah.
You know, server was paying attention, and maybe you're working together to get him set up. Yeah, but if your girlfriend is like, no, that's not his type.
I'd be reading in that a little bit.
I think there's a lot you can learn.
Yeah.
I think there's plenty you can learn.
That's interesting.
Well, all right then. So give her a chance. Keep your eyes open.
Yes.
Life is good.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.